Welcome, guys.
Welcome to another edition of the Fireside Chats. Mars presents Fireside Chats with Gavin and Karthik.
Presented by No One Is Thinking About You podcast.
Yeah, guess what I had? It's my Monday ritual now. What did I eat just now?
What did you eat? You ate a delicious Mars bar.
I know, but what kind of Mars bar?
An ice cream one?
I ate an ice cream Mars bar again.
Oh, man. Do you like the nougat and the caramel?
I prefer the chocolatey coating. Love you, Mars.
Based Mars.
Where's our damn money, Mars?
It's coming.
Like, I know a million people listen to this, and a million people are eating Mars because of us.
Yeah. I saw Mars stock go up, actually, every time we release an episode. It goes up.
That's why I invest all my money in Mars.
Yeah.
It's kind of like insider trading.
Yeah, we're insider, exactly.
We directly affect the way this works.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So we got a new format for these Fireside Chats.
Yeah, we thought we'd switch it up a little tad.
So what we're trying is to do these five quick fire questions. Not so quick fire, smaller, you know, bite-sized questions. Get to know us.
Yeah, tiny little tasties.
Yeah.
Like, what are those little burgers called?
Sparrows?
No. What?
Oh, you mean like the mini Mars
sliders
that you buy?
Sliders. Oh, or mini Mars. Actually, mini Mars is definitely a better metaphor for
our
show
today. The small birds, not burgers. And I was like,
birds?
Yeah, they said birds. My bad.
Oh, birds. Hummingbirds.
Yeah, hummingbirds are pretty small.
Yeah, this is a tiny little hummingbird podcast.
Little Mars mini.
Mars minis.
Straight to your ears.
You hand those out at Halloween. Hand this one out at Halloween.
Yeah. Still just as sweet.
Yeah. Just and like tasty. It's a bit less calories.
Yeah.
Though, like, you could eat Mars every day for the rest of your life and not get fat.
That's just how Mars works. It's a magical fruit.
Yeah, you weigh nothing on Mars.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, that's math or science or something.
Science.
Yeah. All right, so let's start it off with some quick fire.
Okay, so first question. If you could unknow something, what would it be?
Should I answer first or you want to answer first?
I'll go first. Okay, so... All right. This is kind of one of those ignorance is bliss kind of situations.
Yeah.
This is something I learned about like a month ago, and it bothers me a lot now that I know about it. Is that elephants, they carry their weight under their stomachs.
They carry their what under their stomachs?
They carry like their strength of carrying weight comes from under their stomach.
Okay.
From their lower body. So when like you see like people riding on elephants' backs and elephants like being loaded up with a shit ton of stuff on their back, it essentially breaks their back.
No.
Yeah. So like
that's
a lot
terrible.
Of circus like elephants and stuff, they have like messed up backs and broken backs.
Man, you're ruining everyone's lives.
Well,
right
this
now.
Is a I want to unlearn this thing too. Okay, so after
so
I
everyone
heard
else
about
in the
that,
world wants to unlearn this now.
Yeah. Oh man, it messed me up so hard. Every time I see an elephant, now I'm like, no, don't. You're going to break its back, man. Like, I don't think one person or a few people are going to break an elephant's back. But I mean, like, you know, you're throwing a ton of shit on there.
Yeah.
I wonder if those elephants from Lord of the Rings, the Oliphants.
You want to know something really funny?
Yeah, what?
The thing that I would like to unknow, my second thing was Lord of the Rings or Harry Potter.
Lord of the Rings, Harry Potter, what is that?
I want to forget all about them.
Oh,
and then I can
you want to
rewatch
forget.
Them or reread them again. Yeah.
Oh, man, that would be so nice. If I could unread Harry Potter and then read it again for the first time,
it'd be the best thing in the
Holy
world.
Holy shit. It'd be so good.
Yeah. I was actually, mine was going to be more sad. I was going to say, I want to unknow love.
You want to unknow love? Oh, man, you fucking romantic.
I want to like Eternal Sunshine this and like just forget about my past relationships so I can. So I don't have to carry that shit around and be sad about it.
So you can just be fresh again?
Yeah, just new again.
And happy? Like,
yeah. It's sad thinking about old stuff, and then you're just like, well, it's sad.
Yeah.
Yeah, but always on a crescendo.
Yeah, but always on a crescendo.
Yeah, so I'm sad, but I'm like super stoked, but I'm so sad, but I'm so happy.
The crescendo's going to... It's not necessarily going to a good or bad place, but it's just always going up.
You know what it reminds me of?
What?
Crescendos. Okay, so my sadness is crescendoing.
Okay.
There's a line, not Andrew McMahon, Jack's Mannequin.
Yeah.
The song Bruised. The line is, sometimes perfection can be perfect hell.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's my sadness is crescendoing while my happiness is crescendoing. And my whole life, always on a crescendo.
Always on a crescendo.
Yeah, so I'm very manic and crazy and bipolar, but it's good.
Okay.
But mainly I'd like to forget Lord of the Rings and Harry Potter and experience all that again.
Oh, yeah. There's so many things that I wish I could.
Oh, you want to know something really cool?
Okay. Give me a shoot.
A friend of mine runs a movie blog.
Okay.
And she gets press passes and stuff and goes to movie premieres. And she posted on our creative writing group. She's like, I can't go to The Hobbit this Friday. I need someone to replace me. Can anyone do it for me? And I was like, yeah. And so now I'm going to London on Friday to the press premiere of The Hobbit.
Oh, shit. Now you're part of the big leagues now, going to England. You're nobody in Canada.
Nobody.
You go to England. Now you're press releasing The Hobbit.
Yeah, so I have to review it for her blog.
And, oh, really? You're actually reviewing it?
Yeah.
Shit, man. That's pretty cool.
I know. So it'll be a neat experience.
Okay. How many Lord of the Rings references are you going to drop in? Are you going to be like, your byline will be my precious review?
No. No, maybe. I might steal that.
Will you judge the movie based on how many times Frodo dies out of 10?
Frodo, I don't know if I was gonna. Well, maybe it'll be on this one.
Remember that?
Have you seen The Hobbits yet?
Huh? No, I've seen the first part of the three. I've read the book.
Yeah, The Hobbit, the first two movies haven't impressed me yet. So hopefully this one.
Yeah, I didn't really bother with the second one, but
lives up.
I want to tell the podcasters a fun story about me and Gavin. In sixth grade, we had these projects, remember, to choose like a movie or something and make up songs about it.
Okay.
And so I was in a group with you. It was me, you, and a couple of other friends that I'm still friends with now, my crew.
Okay.
And we chose Lord of the Rings.
I don't remember this at all.
And we made these like little, like, you know, 30-second songs about scenes in the movie. So it was like one was like a battle theme, and we all just played drums. And then Terry played saxophone, and he, you know, made like a big war horn sound. And then we had like some action sound, you know, sounding song. And then one of the songs was, I had never seen Lord of the Rings then, but it was, you guys explained to me, this is the song that goes for every time it's almost, that Frodo almost dies, which is a lot. And then it was just this really slow, sad, like cinematic sounding thing. And then I watched Lord of the Rings, and Frodo dies like, almost dies like every 30 minutes.
Why do I not remember this at all?
Because it's so funny. You unknew it, and then I let you get to tell you again. So,
I guess so. Yeah,
you're so blessed, Gavin. Blessed is the folk that is Gavin.
I know, but I'll never be able to write like a biography on my life because I don't remember what happened yesterday.
I'll remember all the parts that I was there with you for you.
Yeah, I'm okay with that.
I seem to remember everything that you don't.
At least I have this podcast. This is episode 20, by the way.
Oh shit.
Yeah, so we get to listen back to this one day.
Yeah. Shooting the shit with my friends.
Shooting the shit with my friends.
Okay, you want to move on to the next question?
Yeah, I'll ask this one to you.
Okay.
What's something most people don't know about you?
Oh, shit. They don't know that I like the nougat and caramel in the Mars bar.
Really? Because I was going to say they don't know that I like the chocolatey coating.
Oh, shit. That's nice to know. Okay, you start with this since I started with the last one. What's something people don't know about you?
I went to therapy like 2 years ago.
Okay.
Yeah, and it was good times.
Like psychological therapy.
Yeah, like a therapist therapy.
Yeah, because therapy, there's like, I was like, first I was like, okay, psychological. I was like, wait, maybe it's like physiotherapy.
I've done chiropractors. So I've never done physio, okay. But I used to go to a chiropractor.
So you went to therapy 2 years ago. How was that?
It was really good. Just some shit that needed sorting.
Okay.
And it got sorted. But I was kind of, this is even more things that people don't know about me. I was so attracted to my therapist. I'm not even going to say her name, but she was a fox. And oh my God, it was so bad. I'm pretty sure like the last time I went, I didn't even need to go. I was just like, I just want to look at this woman.
You need closure. You need one last look.
Like she was perfection. She was, oh my God, she was so gorgeous.
So now it sounds like this therapy, it did good things for you, but it also destroyed your heart.
It kind of did. It wrecked me. here's another thing that people might not know, but I tell people anyways. In first year of university, I had a double major. It was anthropology and English.
Yeah.
And the only reason I kept going with anthropology was because I was in love with my TA in one of my anthropology classes. And I was just like, oh, God, this girl is so gorgeous. And I was going to ask her out. And then, but like, I was her student, so I couldn't.
Yeah.
And she's a TA, so she's only like a year or two older than me. And then I ended up not doing it because I ended up having a girlfriend before I could do it.
Oh, so, man. That was it. I like but your unfortunate situation for asking her out is that I had a girlfriend before I could ask her out. So fuck you, man.
I just fall in love so often. Yeah. So those are some unknown facts about me.
That's pretty good.
Pretty funny.
Yeah.
Okay, here you go.
I'll shoot. Things that people don't know about me. Is I moved to Pickering when I was in sixth grade, when I met you and stuff. So I grew up in a primarily Caucasian location.
Pickering or before that?
In Pickering. In Scarborough, half my class was Tamil.
Yeah, okay.
But in Pickering, it's like I'm one Tamil kid out of like 1,000.
Yeah.
And maybe the ratios are changing now, or I just didn't know that much, but it felt like that. And that, so people expect me to be really whitewashed, but I'm actually quite involved and close to my culture that people don't know.
Yeah. I've noticed that actually. Yeah.
Yeah. As I got older, it came more apparent. Like it was less of like, that's home. This is outside. But yeah. Like all I do is eat Tamil food like every day, and I speak Tamil, and I know all these like cultural relevant things in context, and I play like instruments and a lot of family oriented stuff. So on the outside, when people meet me, they're like, oh man, you're like the whitewashedest dude I know. I'm like, no, this is just a facade, because I guess
it's
expect me to be every other like Tamil dude is just like a wannabe thug, so they expect me to be like that. That's like, no, that's not.
I was sad that I didn't get to experience those Tamil meals we were supposed to have.
Oh, yeah.
Tamil
well, when movies. You're coming back, I told my mom felt bad that she didn't get you. She didn't cook for you. Mm-hmm. So when you come back, like, it's going to happen.
Yeah, because I'm dying for, I want some curry really bad right now.
And you're in like Kent right now. How accessible is that?
Not very. There's one sushi restaurant that is kind of expensive, and they run out of sushi after like noon, so that's bad. Pizza is so expensive over here, like,
and pizza's like nuts, so not Italian anymore too.
No, I don't know, everything is just kind of expensive, and I'm just dying for all sorts of food, but I ended up eating like,
well, when you go to that premiere in London is like super cultural mixing pot. You can
I'll go for that.
Oh, man, that'll be nice.
Question three.
So what's the biggest personal change you've ever made?
Your go.
Okay, my go. If I could sum it up, it'd probably be growing up.
Okay.
When I was, you know, like thinking like high school, teenager, I was always looking to improve myself. And I remember people would tell me like I'm way too dismissive or very cutthroat, kind of like one thing or the other, very black and white kind of focused on the world.
Sure.
And I think growing up entails like I started seeing more grays and there's more colors, you know, and there's way more context to everything and details, and that you know, my idea of what I was being really open to ideas or something, or seeing a broader picture, was super narrow to what actually was a broader picture. And I think now even I can have much more of a broader picture. So maybe the idea was more of like I adopted a more of a student mentality rather than a mastery mentality. So I used to think I was actually really good at stuff, whereas now it's like, no, I'm constantly learning.
I totally get that.
Yeah. And then that kind of came with also becoming sensitive. If that makes any sense?
Yeah.
So
no, totally. Yeah.
I was quite, I don't know, very, I don't know the word to explain it, but now I feel like I'm a little more understanding. And a
you're
more.
A wuss now.
Sorry?
You're a wuss now.
Yeah, I'm wuss. Like, sometimes I'll go outside, and the wind will blow too hard, and I'll just shudder. Because my delicate skin.
Yeah, how and you'll could... be watching Arthur at home, and you'll start crying.
Yeah, oh, all the time.
Yeah.
When he got that library card, I couldn't handle
it. Man, I can sometimes cry at Arthur, too. Maybe. Probably not.
Yeah.
Oh, man. I watch rom-coms every day, and I just cry because fuck love. the question was...
What's the biggest change you've ever made? Personal change.
I put mine as just moving here.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I was really scared to come here because I had to give up a lot. I had to do a lot. It's a lot of money to be here. It's just like... It's a lot of risk and a lot of uncertainty.
Yeah.
One of the reasons why I decided to come here was because I was so scared to come here.
Yeah, I think that makes sense.
And when I'm really scared of something, I'm like, now I have to fucking do it because if I don't do it, then I might regret it forever, or I can't let something control me, like fear. I can't let fear control me.
Yeah.
So I hopped across the pond, really scared that I was just not going to meet any friends, that I was going to fail my course, that I was just going to waste all my money and alienate the people I love back home. But so far, so good.
Yeah, I'm super popular. You got...
No. But I definitely met a lot of people. I have a good group of friends here.
A cool beard.
But yeah, school itself is good. People are good. Money is a big issue, but hopefully I'll get a job here next year or something.
Yeah, in the new year. Oh, yeah, New Year's coming up.
Yeah, New Year's is in a month.
Yeah,
now, exactly.
1 month. Shit, man, we should have a good episode for that. Nice New Year's.
Is this podcast almost a year old, or is it?
No, no, no. We're not. We're half a year old. 6 months, I think.
Wait, when did we start this?
Like June.
Thing? Oh shit! For some reason, I remember. Oh, because we talked about resolutionists.
Yeah.
Yeah. For some reason, I thought we talked about
New
Year's.
No, but we can definitely talk about that in another episode.
We will
bring some of that up. Okay.
So yeah, that's crossing the country. It's a big personal change. I don't know if it's kind of internal, I guess, because I'm definitely changing a bit while I've been here. But
yeah. Pretty cool. I'm glad you did it. It's
freaky. Me too. I hope like when I come home that everything is sort of the same.
I think
you know?
Yeah, you're not going to be. You're pretty plugged in, so it's, I don't think it's going to be too different, but.
No.
It is going to be like weird because you're going to come back and it's going to be like familiar, but not. But familiar.
Yeah, I know. That's another big fear. But again, conquer the fear. Go for it. Grip it and
rip it. Rip it.
So, Karthik, what's the first thing you notice about
first
people?
First thing I notice about people is if they like the new kit, the caramel.
Yeah, and I like to notice when people like the chocolate coating.
And by the way, getting caramel, I mean the opposite, actually. I noticed the chocolate coating, which is probably their fashion and how they dress in.
I thought you were going to say their skin color, you racist bastard.
If they're not chocolatey, I don't talk to it.
You could have came up with a rhyme there.
If not
sure.
chocolatey, I... Some,
don't talk
don't
to me.
Don't talk to me. Talk to the hand because
yeah, like
the face ain't listening.
Shit.
Oh, okay, anyways, I'm not a racist. probably first thing I notice about people is how they dress and how they have their face all set up and their hair all set up and shit like that, their overall look. So
I was going to say the exact same
thing. Yeah, I think it's probably because that is the easiest thing to instantly, I guess, judge or, you know, make a call on what a person you can expect. Somebody rolls up with a mohawk and giant platform shoes, I'm going to assume they're some kind of punk.
Yeah,
or
exactly.
Or interested in that stuff.
Yeah.
But then going further than that, actually, most people with mohawks and platform shoes, I'm going to assume, even though they look really scary like a punk and stuff, I'm probably going to assume they're really nice because most punk heads are really nice.
I don't know if I've met many punk people.
No? that you would have been?
Like, I guess, but most of them are like pop punk kids that I used to hang out with. But I, like full on Mohawk dudes, I don't know. If
like
I've met
like a handful, and I feel like they're always super nice. Yeah. Whereas, you know, if I meet somebody who I can't really explain, maybe if they look dressed like a basic bro, I'm more reluctant to assume they're super nice.
It's definitely one of those things we talked about this before, where we're like, it kind of is fair to judge people based on their appearance.
Yeah.
A little bit. Sorry, guys.
Yeah, and you know, it's like,
but you dress the way you do because of your personality.
Yeah, and there's like varying degrees too. Like if there's a person who is not put together, really, they're kind of sloppy looking. It could either mean they're really sloppy and they just don't care, or it could mean that they're one of those people, like, you know, crazy scientists say, like, they don't care about what they wear because they're so involved in the work.
Yeah.
Like, certain people, you can get that, like, vibe from them.
Yeah, so maybe you can't judge people right away, but if you see someone for, like, a week straight and then see the patterns they portray.
Yeah, first thing I'll notice.
Maybe it's safe to say.
Looks. And if you got, and it, looks, you know, yeah. If you got that long hair, don't care, straight out of lookbook.new. Then
the first thing I noticed, Karthik, is personality.
Oh shit. So, I'm so shallow.
I see straight into their soul. So get over yourself.
You look at where it's warmest.
Yeah. The ass. I actually have written down ass in capital letters with an exclamation point. And then I put no JK, face, hair, maybe.
Face, hair, maybe. That's so, it.
Yeah. I look at. Clothes, I guess, is someone with good fashion sense, but it's not really a big deal to me.
Yeah. Oh no. I just mean like the first thing I'll notice. It's like, okay, this is
all about anybody.
This is your box that you're putting right now.
Yeah. I think it's just like the way they carry themselves, I guess, and
the vibe.
Maybe their whole attitude, I guess, is something that's important. Yeah.
Okay. So last question we got. If you were a type of animal, what would you be and why?
You first.
What? No, I answered this one first. Last one. Your turn.
All right. Me first. I said a wolf.
A wolf. Oh, this is good.
Yeah, because First of all, I'm in Wolf College at the University of Kent. So, but that's double O after Virginia Wolf.
Wolf.
But I said wolf because they're pack animals and they like being around people, but there's also that like whole lone wolf type deal. So I love being around people and I love being in crowds and hanging out with everybody and, you know, having a good time, wanderlust,
having fun.
No,
liking
yeah.
Cool things.
And just, yeah. Shit. But, I do enjoy my time alone. I'm a very solitary person. Mm. And I dig that sometimes. So I'm kind of here and there. So I think a wolf is pretty good. And I love me some raw meat.
And you're also Team Jacob.
Team Jacob. Team Stark.
Team Stark.
I don't know any other wolves right now, so.
Yeah, I think that's good. Okay.
Oh, Wolves Behind Me by Life Story Monologue is a great song.
Big Wolf on Campus.
Oh, Tommy Dawkins. Yeah, fuck yeah.
And Professor Lupin from Harry Potter.
Yeah, Team Wolf.
I think we covered all the major wolves.
And shit.
the major wolves. The Wikipedia article on notable wolves.
And I'm wolf number one. Yeah.
Okay.
How about you?
It's funny that you said wolf.
Oh, wait, we forgot the best one. The fucking Little Red Riding Hood.
Oh, yeah, the big bad wolf.
The big bad wolf.
The big bad wolf. You can't forget about the bad boys.
No, I fucking eat those grannies and I eat those children.
And you hide in the bed.
Yeah, and doesn't a wolf, like, hunt the pigs, too?
Oh, yeah, yeah. I wonder if that's the same wolf.
That wolf fucking gets around.
Or maybe, I think at the end of Little Red Riding Hood, he gets killed in, like, the real story or something. Some hunter kills him or some shit.
Doesn't he die in the Three Little Pigs too?
I think
he jumps down the chimney and he gets fucking cooked.
Oh,
in the
shit!
Soup.
Maybe that guy, maybe they're brothers. Maybe his father and son or some shit. Where the
that's kind of tragic.
Dad
actually,
is like trying to get food for his son and then he gets burned.
This is why I'm a lone wolf, because my pack got dead from fucking a child and
three pigs. God damn it! Can't you see what you're doing? The circle of life has to continue.
I know. You're the hunted. Just die. Yeah. All right. You're wolf. Or you're animal.
So you said wolf. I wrote down dog.
Okay. Similar.
So you were saying like wolves are pack animals and you know they like spend time with people. So I thrive a lot off other people's energy.
Yeah.
I really like hanging out with people and
having a good
time. Having a good time. Cool things. I like stuff.
Wanderlust.
I love wanderlust.
Live, love, laugh, and
love to laugh, Maryland live, and love. And if you can't accept me at my worst, you don't deserve me at my best.
No. And dance like no one's watching.
Exactly.
Yeah. And love like no one's ever heard you. Yeah. And sing like no one's listening. This is all dog stuff.
Yeah, it's all things.
Just dog things.
Just dog things. Yeah, so I thrive off people's energy a lot. I end up being pretty silly in most situations, kind of like dogs.
Yeah, and you're always wagging your tail and stuff.
I think I'm like that, and it's kind of part of my childlike wonder. And I think I'm reliable enough that you can depend on me. Dogs are pretty reliable. Man's best friend.
Yeah.
I think I'm cool like that. Also,
and you're adorable.
I'm very, I think I'm, in certain situations, I'm very dumb and like kind of in the blue about things.
Yeah.
So like people will be like, what, did you see how that person was looking at them? I was like, what do you mean? I have no idea. And dogs are like that. Dogs would be like, oh, you see this toy? Let me put it behind my back. And I'll be like, where is it?
I've done that to you a few times.
So, I don't know. Overall, dogs are pretty sociable. I get really sad if I'm alone for too long. And I'm always, you know, just being myself. Just chilling. Yeah. Just dog things.
Just dog
drinking
things.
Out of a bowl. Actually, drinking out of a bowl is really comfortable. More than a really big cup. I'm a big fan of that.
I thought you meant like you actually got on your hands and knees and started licking.
No, well, I do that sometimes. I love dry kibble.
Of course, you're a dog.
And anytime anyone's eating, I like to stand beside them and wait for them to throw something on the floor so I can eat it.
Fine.
Just dog things.
Sounds exactly like you. Just dog things. And I'm just wolf things, eating your grannies, eating your pigs, and eating your daughters. Okay. Wait. Who owns the porridges again?
That's the three bears.
They're good friends of mine. They got fucked over too.
Yeah,
I think.
They got fucked over by some stupid girl.
Little Red Riding Hood and Little Miss Porridge fucker.
Goldilocks. Well, Goldilocks is actually Porridge fucker.
Goldilocks.
But Little Red Riding Hood, she was like, okay, delivering apples or cookies to her grandma. Okay, but Little Goldilocks, what the fuck are you doing in some bear's house? Like, breaking and entering, eating people's food.
Breaking their chairs and their fucking beds.
I fell asleep in your bed. And you're the worst fucking criminal in the world. And she doesn't...
Did she get
I don't know. I don't think so. I think she escapes. Because of the patriarchy.
I don't like that. Let's change that. So that was a good fireside chat.
Good Mars Presents Fireside Chats with Gavin and Karthik. Presented by No One Is Thinking About You podcast.
What do you like about Mars again?
I really love the nougat and caramel inside.
Damn it, man. I love the chocolatey coating.
That's what makes Mars delicious. Thank you for listening, guys, and good night.
Good night.